The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California. Welcome to Vetements, where we take a weekly deep dive into the world of fashion. I'm your host, DJ Jiggy. I'd like to start off with a thank you for listening to today's episode of my podcast series, Vetements. In today's chapter, we will be discussing and focusing on luxury fashion, why people may wear them despite the pricing, and express our opinion on what is going on towards it. Also, later in today's episode, we are having a fellow visitor with us, so please stick with us for today's episode. When it comes to luxury fashion, they obviously tend to be crazily expensive. But for what purpose? Well, some brands focus on high quality in their clothes. This means choosing high quality material and careful manufacturing, rather than using cheap material like fast fashion producers do. They do the exact opposite. As this could be the case for several luxury brands, not all of them are this way actually. Some brands are not often luxurious with some of their pieces. Instead, you are mainly paying for the labeling of whatever brand is on the product you are purchasing. Let's take a regular shirt for example. A regular shirt from an expensive brand. Some regular shirts can be made from synthetic fibers like polyester, as we mentioned in previous episodes. With cheap material, the luxurious brands can make it go for about $150. Which is pretty absurd, right? Slapping on the shirt, the brand's labeling, it is then sold and displayed. Now, who on earth would buy a $150 shirt made of cheap material? Well, rich people, of course, but also people who want to show off what they wear. People who wear it make an impression on others, an impression that they either must be into fashion or own an expensive piece, maybe to make them look more like wealthier or other reasons. They buy it mainly for the logo that has been plastered onto the front. I'm not saying all luxury brands have cheaply made shirts, but the possibility of it existing is not zero. Luxury companies typically have buyers who look for versatile pieces, pieces that look stylish or show status, to show their love for the high quality, to wear something multifunctional, and to stand out. As some brands may have some really eye-catching designs, some may look a bit silly on the other hand. Let's look at different companies and explore the different pieces that are luxurious. I'd like to start off with a popular luxury brand, Balenciaga. Balenciaga is a Spanish luxury brand that has made quite a name for themselves in the fashion industry. They were founded in 1919 and are known for some of their innovative designs and excellent craftsmanship for the pieces. They are also known for their avant-garde designs and popularity within celebrities. Although they are pretty well known, they have some interesting pieces that are being sold, as some of their clothes have a meaning behind them of what the designer is trying to express. It looks quite silly to some. As they try to push the boundaries of fashion, they attempt to make an unexpected silhouette from clothes and challenge how traditional clothes are seen, making these unconventional pieces. The designer, Demna, prioritizes the creativity behind these designs rather than making them look aesthetically pleasing. The picture behind this is what makes up the avant-garde style. Now, let's take a look at some of his pieces. The Balenciaga New Waiter Stiletto Woman's Boots. If you were to look this up, a funny-looking boot would appear. And yes, it does go for about 2.5k to 3k, maybe even more depending on the seller. This product creates an unusual silhouette for the wearer. As it isn't quite normalized due to its design, it allows for the outfit to be more unique, standing out. Many people like this, but some don't. It depends on your taste. Some may see it as funny looking, while others see it as something innovative. As we look at the product details, we can see that this boot is made from Italy. This makes the manufacturing a bit more expensive than usual, comparing it to other countries. As not all products that come from Italy could have a high cost, keep in mind that this is a luxury brand that we are talking about, meaning its craftsmanship is much superior. Now, the material is made up of calfskin, which is a type of leather that can be quite expensive compared to older cows. As it makes up the sole and the insole, the upper part of the piece is actually made up of polyester. Like we already mentioned, polyester is a cheap material that is quite easy to manufacture. Even though it is mainly used from fast fashion brands, it is obviously seen in luxury as well. With all this on the table, there is probably more behind the scene that we aren't taking into account of. But out of all, we obviously can't forget the branding. Since it is a popular luxury brand, there is a lot of room for increasing its pricing. This makes the reason on why the boot costs for what it goes for. Those who are interested in the brand or like the design, and obviously have the bread to buy it, may own it. As we are looking at the boot itself, some may see it quite difficult to style it. Depending on the buyer, they can make it seem silly as it is, or can even style it to make it look more fashionable. Making it their statement piece, they can keep the boot as the centerpiece of their outfit, attracting attention. Who wouldn't like to show off a $3,000 luxury boot that is unique? I would if I have the money. When it comes to luxury fashion, there are different opinions that arise. Some people may think that it is worth it because of the high quality, while others may think it's a scam. Sure, there are ups and downs about it, so it's reasonable to feel some way. As there are other alternatives to these brands like knockoffs that can easily mimic how they look for a cheaper price, keep in mind that the quality is most definitely not the same. In today's episode of Vetements, The World of Fashion, we have a special guest that we will be interviewing. I'm DJ Jiggy, and our interviewee is Anani Goose. I'll be interviewing Anani Goose today due to their interest in different brands they pick out. Okay, I'm here with Anani Goose. Thank you for joining my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're going to dive into the questions. What do you think about luxury brands? Or what is your first impression?
Luxury brands, I feel like they give off a very fancy vibe.
Yeah, I agree. Tell me more about that.
Some people can rock it and some people can't.
I see. And do you think it matters on the design, on like how they are made?
Yeah, because some brands are like hella expensive and then they're just not worth it. They kind of look a little silly on you.
So talking about silly, I discussed about Balenciaga earlier, and there's some boots that look a little bit funny, like the red Lego boots that everyone is wearing. What do you think about that?
When I first saw that coming in, I'm like, there's no way people are wearing this stuff. It's just too goofy. I could never see myself wearing shoes like that.
Neither do I, but do you think that there's some people out there that can pull it off?
Nah, they're just not it at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot more options than choosing some expensive, silly-looking boots. Just like Doc Martens. Do you think there's a image or message that the designer is trying to say with these designs?
For Doc Martens shoes, I feel like they're more formal wear. So you wouldn't see a lot of it like outside casually, unless you're seeing like a business person or like a professional walking in the room.
Okay, and now what do you think about the Balenciaga boots that we discussed?
Nah. They're just not it.
Now, what do you think about expensive or luxury clothing in general? Do you think they are worth it?
With some pieces of clothing, they're pretty cool. Like, they have, like, very unique designs and whatnot. But at some point, some of the clothing is just very plain and simple, and you're just buying the brand instead of the actual clothes.
Yeah, you're right. Like, for example, there could be, like, a random shirt with the same material. or fabric that a regular plain shirt can be manufactured as, but instead they have the labeling or brand plastered onto the front and can go for about $150. What do you think about that?
I think it's like a big ripoff. They're just stealing people's money and they're getting lazy about it. And I feel like once they're at the top, they don't really have to put as much effort into it all the time. They could just bring in like a few pieces of heat worth of like in terms of clothing, and then the rest of the time it could just be like straight garbage.
Okay, so in general, with the luxury industry, do you think the whole industry is a whole scam, or do you think there are some pieces that are really worth the high pricing?
When it comes to luxury clothing, there's some brands that like are hidden, which I feel like those are the more unique and like the better ones. They bring in good standard clothing with good quality and can be pretty luxurious as well at times. But the big brands that are like the big names like Gucci, Supreme, and stuff like that, some of the time, since they're at the top, they don't really need to work as hard, and they can bring in some pretty bad clothing designs, but there's occasional times where they bring in good stuff. And that only goes towards clothing. But when it comes to other stuff like cars or jewelry, all the luxurious brands bring like high quality stuff guaranteed. And I feel like that's also a big part of their image.
What you're saying is that underground clothing brands are more likely to bring in heat and higher quality compared to luxurious brands that already made it to the top, meaning that they don't have to try as hard because they already gained their popularity from consumers that wear their clothing every day.
From the way I see it, yeah.
Okay, so then on more lower or unpopular brands have to try harder and promote their clothing with higher quality to reach a certain level in the industry to gain more buyers.
Yeah, they have to compete with like, I guess not really quality, but more like uniqueness of the brand and their designs. But quality does for sure have like a big factor, especially if they want to like make themselves stand out more. Quality should be like a big factor in their stuff, considering most brands sometimes get lazy.
Yeah, so more brands that are already there can just basically continue what they're doing, but new starting brands can or have to create more innovative or unique pieces to get themselves on that level.
Exactly.
Talking about accessories or jewelry earlier, tell me more about that. What do you mean exactly?
Since a lot of people like wearing bling and whatnot and like having stuff on their rings, wrists, necklace and stuff like that, it's harder to, I feel like, fake a certain mineral. I mean, I guess it's a bit more easier, but it should be a bit more harder considering there's like more verifiable places to buy stuff like that from. Like, take example for chrome hearts, a lot of people do buy stuff like that and they do guarantee a lot of quality, which is why they're one of the bigger brands out there. And there's a lot of people selling gold, so I feel like that's a bit also quite risky as well.
Yeah, that makes sense, because there's now like material detector or gold detectors that go off when they detect real gold or diamonds. And also there is, whenever a company makes cheap material, there's a possibility that the quality or material that is used to make that certain jewelry, like a ring or necklace, they most likely will tarnish over time and turn kind of greenish or stale in the color.
Yeah, when things like that happen with their jewelry, it makes the brands look very bad and it puts them in a bad spot. And it really makes them lose their credibility. I seen a video where the dude's getting his chain tested, and as it's happening, his chain starts falling apart. And as the video ends, I start thinking to myself and reflecting, I don't want to be looking like that clown with the fake chain. So that's why when I go out and, or when I, if I do, buy some luxurious items that involves jewelry, I'll go to like a high quality brand and get a guaranteed high quality material that won't fall apart on me.
So you're saying that you look for credible brands that guarantee you to sell high quality products that isn't made up of cheap material?
Exactly. I don't want them to be falling apart on me.
I agree. It must be shameful to see that guy's chain falling apart right in front of his own eyes, especially when it's out there in social media. It makes him look a little ridiculous, silly, and it's kind of embarrassing. So, overall, what do you say about luxury brands once again? Do you think you would rather go for underground brands that attempt to make their clothes look more high quality and better, or luxurious brands that often don't try with their designs and look a bit silly?
Honestly, it's a mix of both, because as much as I do like my underground and like somewhat cheap clothes, there's some brands that do bring in some good heat, and like I would want to have like a credible quality to it.
What kind of luxury brands do you really like in the industry?
When it comes to shoes, I mainly have Nikes, so I guess that's a brand I like.
Okay, that's reasonable. I like Nikes too. Who doesn't? Okay, thank you, Anonigus, for joining my podcast. I have so much more to ask, but we're out of time. Thank you for joining today's episode.
Thank you for having me.
Different perspectives exist towards luxury. Despite all of the processing and quality that is used for these pieces, it could still not be enough to satisfy others. Or it could just be because they do not think it is worth the price, or worth it to purchase that high-cost item. It's all understandable. Still, luxury brands are reliable when it comes to their clothes. It allows the person wearing them to show off and have a higher self-esteem and status representation. Unlike cheap quality brands. Would you buy luxurious brands or items? In Vetements, we will take a deeper look into what makes up fashion. As there are several topics to cover, I hope you will stick with us through our journey about fashion. Tune in for the next episode, where we will focus on the different accessories that are used to elevate how outfits look. Once again, thank you for joining my podcast. This is your host, DJ Jiggy, hopping off the mic. Until next time.